Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
That's what my homies call me. Anyway, we in the building, man. Special guest in the building is going to be coming in real soon. It's going to be real, real great, a legend. That's why today's show is part of the Music Legend segment. You know, when I bring cats that have been in the game for a long time, I put work in the game for a long time, when I bring them on the show, you know, I always got to put them on the Music Legend episodes, like, you know, like the Shy Lights and my man Ray Vaughn and Mr. Bond, you know, cats who created hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? I got my man Tanky T coming on soon. So, the Music Legends is just a different thing. It's just people who've been in the game for a long time. And my today's guest, they've been... You know, him and his man, they've been in the game. I remember when I first used to work in the studios, Calliope, these cats came through, man. And this is when they had this joint out, a compilation called The Hill That's Real. And they was talking about these two cats right here in the studios like it was crazy. And back in them days, when they talk about you in the studio before your record came out or when you was unsigned or when you just got signed, that meant something. Only a few people got talked about like that, and that was like Snoop Dogg, Big L, and these cats right here. My man Billy Dance and his man Fame and M.O.P. Billy Dance will be in the building in just a little while. We waiting for him. Big shout out to my man Real Saddam. We in the building, man. You know, he got a new artist and all that, so we're going to talk about him with that. We're going to talk about a lot of good things. Tomorrow night, y'all make sure y'all tune in, man. I got my dude Blood Raw in the building. Yeah, Blood Raw. We're going to talk about all that stuff, the CTE stuff, the Young Jeezy stuff. And, you know, he got some new joints that he's doing right now, so we're going to kick all that tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? This is Beast Dude Radio. Y'all know how we do it all day, all night. So, with that being said, man, you know what I'm saying? Being that this is the MOP night and we waiting for the homie to get in the building, I'm going to play another hot joint that I felt was hot by M.O.P. A lot of people slept on this joint right here, man, but I didn't sleep on it. This joint right here, like, I'm going to tell you something. I know a lot about M.O.P., you know what I mean? But this joint right here, this joint right here was a little classic, man, but a lot of dudes slept on it, man, but Big Stu didn't. So we're in the building. M.O.P. will be in the building real soon, guarantee you. It's like that, y'all. Big Stu Radio. Yeah.
All right, here we go. I got it, though.
You motherfucker.
Oh, I gotta
just
do it. Play my track.
Oh.
To the air. Yeah. Life. Life. Hey, yo, what's all live, nigga? But it's all rise. 1, 5, 4, 5, nigga. But it's all tied. Where you from, nigga? Make it real clear. Where the bill?
That's right.
We still here. Another year scratching. But this time around, loud. Down with the action, nigga, y'all know what's happening. We full grown, nigga. What you call hell, we call home. So pack your fucking bags and move on, nigga. Hostile takeover. Still got the kill top. Lock and let the steel pop. I take your place, soldier. 9 years running. Been a long time coming. And you can bet your sweet ass are coming from all mine, cousin. I'm a Brownsville slugger. With a pound square slugger. And them hounds real mug you. But the town still love you. Get sore, get raw, get pissed off. We train the muscle to big door. Train hard to get your cabin twist off. It's tough love, baby. But you still got to learn how to bust slugs crazy. On the hilltop, but you still got some rough dogs, baby. It's all fundamental. To hold guns and blow guns is essential. Welcome to Brownsville. It's all live, nigga. But it's all right. 1, 5, 4, 5, nigga. But it's all tied. Where you from, nigga? Make it real clear.
Foundation was built, and some of the illest killers were killed.
Hey, yo, it's all live.
Yeah. It's your man DJ Big Stu in the building. Like promised, like I told y'all, in the building, it's my man Billy Dance in the building. Welcome to the show, fam.
Yo, what up, my dude? Appreciate it, man. Thanks for the love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Thank you for coming, man. You a legend. You know, we gotta, we bring legends on this show, man. And we couldn't do it without one, at least one brother from the legendary MOP in the building, man. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, dog. I'm in here, man. What's good, though?
What's good? Well, basically, I can't even ask you who you is because the whole world know who you are. But I definitely want to know, like, what you've been up to, man, and what's going on nowadays.
Oh, man, at this very moment, MOP business, we're working on the next MOP album. MOP and Premier, actually, we just started recording last weekend, but this weekend just passed. Did a couple bangers, which is crazy. You know, Premier's always bringing that heat, and it's like a marriage. It's like magic when we get in a studio with Premier. So we got the MOP album in the works right now. Next, Run Business, Raps United Nation Business. We got this this Raps United Nation MC or artist coalition spread it throughout 14 countries right now, where we do projects in each country with the artists of that country and kind of get everybody to work together. We put them all on one project and move the project around like an actual album. We put out singles, do a lot of promo, a lot of online promo, video promo and all of that, and push it around the world and try to help the unsigned artists, because you know, the game is much different than what it used to be, where the CEOs had passion for it. They don't got passion no more, so they expect the artists to go out and do everything yourself, and then the big companies come in and take everything. But we're eliminating all that. We're helping all the unsigned artists that deserve a shot getting a game like that. And from that, that spent off to us getting a record, a label deal with Sony, which is called We Build Hits Records. And we got some banging, I mean, crazy artists over there. The first record we put out over there is Miss Twanae. Her name is Twanae. She's from Bermuda. Her record is called Mission Statement. It's crazy. It's a pop R&B joint, crazy, crazy club joint. It's spreading out real nice right now. We also got my man Eisenpower from Florida, JP from Florida, Luchalona from Philly, D-Dub from Queens, Rain Major from out in California. You know, Tona out in Canada. So we got dudes all around right now coming to team up with us with the We Build Hits and the Raps United Nation thing, man. So, you know, we study pushing forward, bro.
Wow, that's big, man. That's real deep. Now, how's the difference and being like a label now? Because, you know, MOP is a group that a lot of brothers in the street felt was like blacklisted through the radio stations, like, but y'all music still broke through and y'all still got a cult following. So what's the difference now that you a CEO and the music you put out than, you know, how y'all used to get pushed, how it used to be for y'all cats used to didn't want to play because y'all shit was kind of hard?
Well, see, that's the thing about, we're not going to even call it. We're going to forget the fact that I said label and you said label, because we don't have a label. We have a record company where, like I said, we have Twanae, who's from Bermuda, who does pop R&B music, which is way, way away from MOP. We got Luchalona out in Philly who does that, you know, that young boy. He got that young boy swag, same with Rain Major out in Cali. So we're not building a label where we can be labeled as a gangster record label or a street record label. We're building a record company, which we have all kind of music, you know what I'm saying?
Now, do you got a lot of songs that y'all feature with all your artists on each of their albums?
You know, there's joints that we've done together, but we meet in the middle. Like, when I get on a record with any other artist that I deal with from that's a part of my team, I meet them in the middle. I don't want to bring them to where MOP is, and I can't go all the way to where they are. So we just meet in the middle, and I allow them with no problem, and I'm very proud to do this. I allow them to not use me, but utilize me. So the 20 years of connects and influence that I have in the business, I hand it to them.
That's real. That's real. Now, this mission statement, we get ready to get into this joint. It's who produced it?
I can't even think of the producer right offhand, but dude's incredible. He actually worked with a lot of big R&B and pop artists around the world. He's from Europe. I just can't think of his name right now, but if you listen to it, when you play the record, like you'll see what I'm talking about. Like this record is amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like you wouldn't picture Billy Dance executive producing a joint like this, and that's what's fly about it. You know, I think the world's gonna bug out when we play it in a minute.
Right. It's only about, you know what? This is the music business. If I need it, I don't really need to have an artist under me that does what I do because I got that covered. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, M.O.P. already got the hood music covered. I don't need another hood dude to come in here or whatever to help me do that. I already got that covered, so we need to do something else so we can tap into those bigger markets because Twanae, like this right here, is an incredible record, but this is not even her best record. Like, she's open for Mariah Carey, Usher, Alicia Keys, Keisha Cole. She's sung at big Major League Baseball games here in the state. She's actually a star in Bermuda. You know what I'm saying? It's just that we got to get her leveled off here, and with your support, I'm sure that can happen soon because the quality of the music is there.
Real talk. Well, glad to say I can say at least you heard it at one of the spots, First is Beef Stew Radio, with your man DJ Big Stu. We're going to get into that joint. We got Billy Dance in the building. It ain't over. It's just beginning. We're getting into the mission statement from his new artist. Let's do it, y'all.
This is for my people out there. For my sisters everywhere. Stay up on your level, don't ever let a hater bring you down. Keep the pedal to the metal, keep pushing gas so you can stick around. I'm on to win and I'm changing the game, never gonna let it change me. Keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing until you let them know. Cause what's on here only makes it stronger. Remember love. Remember pressure but tight, don't stop the fight, only the strong survive. Your life is a gift, so have the heart of a soldier that never dies. Seven, the sky is the limit and you're in it, so make it strong and not forever. Keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, no matter the weather. Cause what's on here only makes it stronger. Remember that pain don't last forever. Remember, hold just a little bit longer. Remember, what's on here only makes it stronger. Stronger. These are the rules, you know what to do. If you wanna win, it's up to you. Gotta go hard, gotta go hard, gotta go hard, gotta go hard.
Hold on, just a little bit.
Peace Through yeah. Radio. That's that mission statement. That joint is hot, man. That joint
Thank
is real
you,
tight.
Fella. It's an amazing record, man. And like I said, and I'm not even sugarcoating it here. That's not even her best record, and that record is incredible.
Gotta make sure you get her stuff and get her down here, man. You gotta get her to us, man. We gotta interview her, man. You gotta get her to us.
Definitely. Well, she tuned in right now, so let her know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you can hear us. We want you here if you're listening. We're gonna get you here soon.
Twanae's amazing girl, man, and she's very, very talented, man. I'm glad you like the record, and I mean, we've been getting good response from the record since we put it out. We only put it out like 2 weeks ago, so. But it's good response already, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what's up. Now, nowadays, man, like, do you still feel that you have a cult following? I know you do, but do you still feel that you're still relevant in the game?
Oh, dude, let me tell you what relevance means to me, not to anyone else. I mean, irrelevance may mean something different. Like, relevance is still being able to make money and tour the world. Like, I've been every country in the world. And on my downtime, like, I can sit in my house and make over $300,000 and never leave the house.
Wow,
you know what
that's
saying?
What's up.
You know what I'm saying? A year. So I can do $300,000 a year just sitting in my living room. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
I wish I could do that.
Well, it's all right, though, family, because what you're doing right now puts you in a position to become a hero. And being a hero, that'll last longer than any amount of money, and you'll be able to generate paper from that.
That's real talk. That's real talk. Now, you know, now in the game now, you see a lot of the shit going on in the rap game now, and y'all was one of the hardest cats. Now, when you see these cats doing what they do now, how you feel about it?
I love it. I need it. Like, we need all of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need the cats that like an MOP fan or a hard music fan consider to be not so hard, because that means they'll crave for them for MOP, and vice versa. Like, you know, the fans of the cast that do today's music, they don't like the way that MOP does records so hard. So when they hear MOP records, they crave for what they prefer, which all that does is just keep the music business going. Because you need this, it's like left and right, weak and strong, right from wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need, you know what I mean?
Now, I mean, cut you off, but you know, like, y'all used to be on The Rock. You know what I'm saying? And what was the difference now? Like, you know, like, a lot of cats be on The Rock and they do better being off The Rock. Why do you feel that's so true?
You know what? I can't really. You know, speak for anybody else, but in my situation, in MOP situation, like, we could have been on Turkey and Cheese Records. It didn't matter, because we had already built, we built MOP before The Rock was even in existence. So, you know what I'm saying, we was always good. Now, other artists, you know, they may feel like maybe they didn't get enough push, or maybe things wasn't in place. Maybe it was too much havoc going on over there. Who knows? But, you know, I think the Rockefeller was a great label because it was ran by Damon Dash, Big, and Jay-Z. In my opinion, I think Dame is the one that actually was the brain behind the whole situation. But, you know, those cats made a shitload of money, man, and anybody that was over there made a shitload of money. You know, even when we were there, we made a shitload of money with them, and we didn't even put an album out. So, you know, nobody can be upset about whatever transpired at The Rock. If it didn't work out for everybody, it didn't. Like, with these record labels, it never works out for everybody. You know what I'm saying? On the record company is when it works out. Like, and I don't really see, you know, if you look around, like, you know, when you look at these labels, and when I say these labels, I mean, like you know, Death Row, G-Unit, Rockefeller, you know, joints, you know, labels like that, where they were considered to be labels because they was labeled under certain categories of this style of music and that style of music. Once that style of music fades out, so does the label. Mm. So whoever is whoever's the first one to the finish line or the first one to come up is the one that wins the most. You know what I'm saying? And if you pay attention to it, what really happens is by the time the third or fourth artist, by the first artist, it'd be bubbling. The second artist is going over the hump, so it's still bubbling. The third artist would start fizzling out a little bit. By the time the fourth artist come, it would you know, be gone, or it'll be still fizzling, like almost gone. So the fifth and sixth artists that come out on that label, it don't really work out, especially if they're doing the same thing.
Wow. So you know, now, young cats out there, y'all just got some knowledge from a legend in the business, 20-something years in the game. That's real talk. And that's crazy because, you know, you just explained to cats now that there is a difference between the record company and record labels.
Right.
And I bet a lot of cats out there really didn't know that, you know?
No, not at all. I mean, because, you know, first of all, like, and it's not just the urban side of things. It's everything. Like, you got young white kids out there that want to be entrepreneurs in this business and put their own record labels together. But what they'll do is they'll just deal with straight rock or the indie rock or whatever it is. They won't go alternative. They won't mix it up with no rap. They won't do this. They won't do that. With our company, with We Build Hits, like I said, you know, you heard Twine's record. When we give you Lucci record, it's going to be a whole nother record. Lucci record, you can spin in between Lil Wayne and Drake. Twine's record, you put in between Rihanna and Beyonce.
Yeah.
My man Eisenbauer, you put him in between, you know, legends. Like you know, you can put on a Raekwon, one of the new Raekwon joints. And then you can put on, whatever else. You can put on Eisenpower joint and whatever else behind it. Same with my boy Ron Vey, who's out of Atlanta. You can put J. Cole on. You can put Ron Vey on. And you can put Lupe Fiasco on. You know what I'm saying? And you won't miss a beat. So we cover everything. We build hits. You know what I'm saying? We don't just build one kind of record. We build hits for real.
Well, you definitely proven. And speaking of hits, man, I want to go through some of the old catalog, and I want to ask you what was the inspiration, because you got you got about 3 or 4 joints, man, that I want to know what the inspiration of when you guys wrote these songs. And, like, the first joint is Hilltop Flavor. You know what I'm saying? What was the inspiration to y'all? Because I'm going to tell you, I used to work in Calliope Studios. I don't know if you remember back in the days. Y'all came to Calliope Studios. And that's back when y'all was on the hill. That's real compilation. That's way back.
Wow.
That's deep, right? I just fucked you up with that. I was an intern working.
That's crazy.
And that's crazy because y'all been kicking since that. And I'm gonna tell you, son. Back then when y'all was on that compilation, cats, I used to work in the studio, so all the cats was talking about y'all. And all his interns and the engineers was like, oh, what was these kids? And then we finally got that joint. But, you know, how was it then, like, to be just, when y'all was first coming out on the compilation, y'all had a crazy buzz back then?
Well, the compilation was more fame than myself. I was actually at what we call College in the Hood. And I was just, you know, kind of helping him, guide him over phone from while I was away. So Fame basically wrote, I think, like 9 records on that whole compilation, which had cats from the Bronx, female, Big Shorty, we called her, from Brooklyn as well, a few other cats on there. But, you know, the inspiration for MOP, our entire career, is basically the life that we lived and the pact that we made to each other to do whatever we can do to help each other out, to help us move forward. And that was by any means necessary. And, I mean, we had done everything else, so why not try it in music? And then when we actually was comfortable with being in the studio and creating records, because we're really not artists, we're really not rappers, we just happen to know how to do it. But once we got comfortable in the studio doing it, then it was like, you know what, let's not preach to people. Let's not yell. People think we're yelling. We don't yell. We just lift our voice because we speak for part of society that people try to forget about. But let's not yell. Let's teach them. Let's, like, it's more like ghetto education. So a lot of the verses that me and Fang put together is really actual experiences and stuff that we've seen. And, you know, just, it was just pure passion. And that's how we always do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no doubt. So we're going to get into that Hilltop Flame. We'll be back with my man in the building, Billy Dance, the legend, M.O.P. They're in the building. They doing big things. We're going to keep on talking about it when we get back. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Fire and squad, nigga. Race. Motherfucker King.
Motherfucker.
For real, I was raised up under the dirt. I put in work till it hurt.
Yes, Lord, it's
work. Presented soldiers now, and the world's on my shoulders now. I'll be fighting for my life on trial. Simply because my daughter has a world form and smell.
Oh,
we rolling now. Can't nobody stop me, block me, or hold me down.
Black lad,
high motherfucker.
Fucker, fucker,
fucker. Fly motherfucker. Fly, motherfucker. We happen to be the brains, dude.
Rock the bang, dude.
Ain't nothing changed, dude. Industry enemy number one.
Still downtown.
Underground. Hands if you need me, son.
What's on your mind?
My bad, we had a little technical difficulty. My bad. You still there with me, fam?
Yeah, I'm here, family. I'm here.
All right, my bad. Anyway, man, now, y'all used to have a lot of rock and roll joints right there. Like, who was the ones that was, like, picking the rock? Because y'all was tight on rock and roll joints. And it was like, but y'all had something hard. Y'all had something different from when Run DMC did it, you know? Like, who was the ones that decide for y'all to start rocking on rock beats?
Well, you know what? If you kind of go back to the first album, then Rudder Never Smooth was actually a rock track. We just, you know what? We was so much weed and Hennessy was moving around at the time, we didn't realize it ourselves. But I think the first person that said to me that MOP is like a rap rock group was Damon Dash. And you know, once he said it, then it kind of sank in. I'm like, damn, we actually, like, we perform like rock dudes. We have that energy. When you just, dog, I'm in my living room right now on my toes listening to that joint you just played. I really forgot all about that version. I forgot about that version, but I'm like, man, that's a smoker right there. So, you know, just being, having that energy. And then, you know, we have a fan, like our fan base is not just from the ghetto. You know what I'm saying? Like, we in weird parts of Colorado and the kids is loving us. Like, we bang, you know, we performed in front of thousands and thousands, and none of them seem to be like one of the dudes from the block. You know what I'm saying? So, our fan base is, you know, it's not just hood, it's also, you know, it spreads out. So, you know, doing rock is perfect for MOP because that's where, like, the energy of MOP only really fits for rock. And then, you know, Run DMC definitely did something for us on that because, you know, that King of Rock joint is still stuck in my head. And Run DMC, you know, is the most incredible group ever, man. So, you know, we just keep going, man. We just keep fighting. People love it, so we ain't going to stop.
Yeah, yeah. Now, let's get into Cold as Ice. You know, that's serious fire right there, man. What was the inspiration behind that joint when y'all made that?
That was a weird story behind that record because Fane actually, we were coming out of the record company at the time. We was on Loud. And we was coming out of the record company and just, you know, because dudes don't really be driving through the city like that. So, you know, you park your car and kind of take the train up or whatever, cab or whatever. But we went to the corner to get in a cab and just looked, and there's a garbage can. You know, you got the garbage can sitting right there in the city on the corner. And there's a garbage can, and there's records sitting up against the garbage can. Somebody threw some records out. And it's raining, pouring down raining. So we just picked the records up because Fane was getting started in his production, his whole production situation or whatever. Took the records home and let them dry out a few days. And Fane started messing with that Cold as Ice sample and came up with that, with the Cold as Ice joint that we created. The video was banging. We got a lot of people in the video, people that I didn't even know was there. They tell me Corinne Stephan was in the video. We had a bunch of girls. We had two videos for it. One video we actually had the gentleman who wrote Cold as Ice, the original one from Foreigner, from the Rock group from Europe, in the video, along with his son, who was Mark Ronson, and his daughter was there, who was Samantha Ronson. And, you know, it was just basically the whole Cold as Ice was like, you know, we don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, we play by our own rules. You know what I'm saying? So nobody can't make MOP turn this way or that way because we play by our own rules. We never, like I said before, we're not rappers. We just happen to know how to do it. We do it really well, according to thousands of people around the world. So we're going to continue to do it. You know, dealing in this business, they always try to give you that. They tell you you can't make it because you're not doing it the way they tell you to do it. But we fought against all of that. We went against all odds, and we made a shitload of money in this business, and we're still touring to today and working on a new album, got a record label, got a few businesses around. So, you know, MOP Cold as Ice, we play by our own rules, man. Fuck
us. What's up? We're going to jump into it. Cold as Ice, classic MOP joint. Billy Dance in the building. We're going to get it.
You're cold as ice.
Yeah.
You're willing to play a role.
Yeah.
I like to welcome motherfuckers to the back of the mind of Bill. See, I'm for real, with delivering these M.O.P. tactics. I'll bury you bastards. I custom make caskets to B.G.
Soldier nigga.
The Y.G.
Soldier nigga.
Even the O.G.
Cobra nigga.
Soldier nigga. I may come with my gun in my hand to make sure you motherfuckers understand.
Pardon me. How the fuck you gonna stall with me? I'm a heavyweight in this game. You just fall with me. You get laid down from your face down. Drop your shit. Niggas throw them on peace stand for mopping shit. Don't get it twisted. I told you that we top of the line. Design realistic. For instance, mash out my side. We come through and clear your ass out. Jump and air your ass out. Jump, we cold.
A lot of artists thinking that it's just going to happen because
you got all your friends telling all of their friends to check out your YouTube link, to hit you on Twitter or mention you here and there. Like, it's so much more than that, man. Like, if you cannot get your records to the masses, then you won't be able to get in the game that easy. The record companies now, the CEOs, they don't have the passion they used to have when MOP got their deal. I think the end of that time happened when 50 Cent got his deal, because Dre come from that passionate era. Eminem, I mean, you hear it in his lyrics, that dude is passionate as hell. So they had passion and they understood what 50 had. A lot of these artists now, a lot of the CEOs, the people that's running these companies, they don't have that passion. They actually want the artists to go out there and do all the work, get the YouTube hits up, get the Twitter followers going, get all of this buzz going, and then they'll come in and take it all and give you a percentage of your shit, which is crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, because that's exactly what happened. Because if you go right now to any of those labels, and you play your best shit, and it's killing all the other songs that's out there, all the other top artists, they still won't give you a deal because you don't have the buzz and they don't have the passion anymore. So once you get the buzz to where you can sell your own records, then they'll come in and wave money in your face that you've never seen before, and you'll jump right on it. But then they'll take everything from you. A lot of these companies also, they have two sets of books. Well, they'll tell you they only sold 100,000 records, but they sold 300,000. And there's no way for you to really track it. So, you know what I'm saying? And then out of the 100,000 that they told you they sold, they've taken all the fees out. You'll probably get about, a small percentage. They'll take all the money. But yeah, you'll get the stardom, but what they also do is they lock you into a sort of some kind of a deal where it'd be like a 360 deal forever in 2 days. And you'll never be able to get out of this shit. So the only ones that are making money is them. You're getting, of course the chicks are at the shows. Of course, this watch company gave you a watch. Of course you're able to have enough money to buy a car and get a home, but you're not really able to maintain it once that shit die out. So, niggas ask, like, Billy Dan's MOP, like, y'all should have so much more. Like, it echoes in my crib. Like, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I got two cars in the garage, paying three tuitions. So we good over here. So I don't want nobody to think that MOP didn't make a shitload of money. We made a shitload of money. It's just maybe we didn't make as much as other dudes. Or we're more low-key where we don't kind of push that out there for people to see what kind of money we made or whatever, or what position we're in. But we're winning. And My answer to them is, I didn't win because I won. I won because I maintained. I'm still chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
My head is above water. So that's what dudes got to understand. Keep your head above water and do what you want to do. And make sure you know that this business is about the artists. It's not about the companies. So if you decide not to make no music, if every artist decides not to make no music, the companies is fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
That
is about us. We should get the benefits, most of the benefits from this. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was deals that was being done with, and still deals being done with. The artists don't understand, but they actually only getting pennies. It's like welfare.
Yeah, pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, if you stay on welfare your entire life and then hit the lotto for $20 million, you're gonna walk out of there with $30 fucking. Because you're going to give all that back. It's only a loan, nigga. Trust me.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep. I'm glad you break it down, because, I deal with a lot of independent artists, and I tell them that. I'll be like, they be running to, they're giving me 14 points, and I'm like, you're getting 14 cents, and they don't really understand that's what
right.
it is.
Right.
Not,
14. Dude, here's the deals that what they don't understand is if a major company is going to invest a lot of money in you, then sure they'll give you, a recording budget. Sure they'll give you an advance. And then they're only going to give you that if they think they're going to make some money. They're not going to believe in you. They don't believe in what's the possibilities of this project making money. So they'll give you whatever they give you up front. You're going to pay that back. And then trust me, there's going to be more fees in there that you'll never know about. And once you get all that back, you're still going to only get pennies, not off the dollar, but you're going to get pennies off the sale, which is a $10 sale, and you get 25 cents off of every $10 sale. And the way that they have it set up, you would never recoup. You would never recoup, so you'll find yourself, you'll be in the red the whole time. Sure, you'll have a chain. Sure, you'll have a watch. Sure, you'll have a car. But you'll continue to be in the red. You'll never get above water. They will never allow you to get above water because they need you to need them, or at least make you think that you need them. And that's how the game goes. But we're changing the game, you know what I'm saying? So that's why we do Raps United Nation. Like, everybody that, I mean, y'all need to hear about this business or need to know things about this business, just go to RapsUnitedNation.com. Hit us up on Twitter. Hit me on Twitter, whatever. Like, that's why I'm here. Like, I can't keep the information to myself. Like, I'll be dead wrong. Like, what caliber of dude would I be if I keep the facts from artists that deserve? You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to see nobody get fucked. So, and there's too many out here like that. So, you know, just hit us up, man. I got all the info y'all need. I'm telling. Fuck it. I'm telling. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
You know, labels and, you know, me, a lot of dudes in the business, they don't like me, especially now. Like, they never liked me, but especially now, they hate me more because they're like, yo, why are you telling all the secrets of the business? You know, I mean, they ain't going to get that mad. What they going to do? They ain't going to do shit. You know what I'm saying? They mad because I'm actually telling it. I'm actually, you know, I'm letting dudes know, dog, that's not a good deal. Just because you're signed to a major don't mean that your situation is major. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you take, what's the kid name? Riding Dirty. What's the kid name down in Texas? What, Chameleon?
Chameleon.
Yeah, Chameleon sold a million records with Riding Dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he made a ton of money. Now, and that's because he did it himself. He did it through his own company.
Yeah.
If the little kid E-Rock from across the street, if he signs to a major record company and they put up $500,000 or more, he sell a million records, that's going to be about $9 million. But the way the paperwork is going to lay out is that you owe them a $500,000, and they still got the nine. Mm. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like this. It's a tricky game, but it's tricky, but it's all legit. It's legit. The only way a person can get fucked in this business is if you allow yourself to get fucked. Pay attention to what's going on, man. Like, the money that's being made from music is yours. Like, I got a lot of respect for Jimmy Iovine. I got a lot of respect for Alan Greenblatt or E1. I got a lot of respect for a lot of the CEOs, the older cats in the game, even the younger cats in the game. But they're not making the music. It's the artist that's making the music. So why are you making more of my money than get the fuck out of here. You're not making more money off of Billy Dance than Billy Dance is making. That doesn't make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? We can do a partner deal. That works for me. Because you're putting up the money, I'm putting up the talent, and we split the paper on the back end. I'm fine with that. But this shouldn't be in your favor. Because all you're doing is writing a check. I'm out here putting the groundwork in. Like, show some fucking respect. That's why a lot of these dudes are getting hit in their mouth. You know what I'm saying? Because they be, you know, they fuck with niggas' emotions. Like, this is money. Like, niggas gotta eat. Like, niggas got family. Yeah, niggas got families. Niggas got to take care of these kids. And niggas are getting smarter now in the business. Niggas know that, but then still, you know, you can start waving shit around in people's face, and they be like, you know, that's more money than I've ever seen, so let me just jump on it. Not realizing that, you know, $100,000 in a year, like, you, by the time you get to motherfucking November, you'll be back struggling, nigga, trying to borrow some money somewhere. You know what I'm saying? You got to pay the rent. You got to pay the light bill. Got to pay the gas bill. Got to take care of the car. That shit is money. It costs money to live every day. So if there's money to be made and it's being made for your name and your talent, you get the bulk of it. It's very simple. If we can't go 60-40, we're gonna go 50-50. And that's it. We ain't going no deeper. If it's 60-40 in your favor, it's a bad deal for me. Fuck that. Don't work. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. So let everybody out there know where they can keep up with you, all the new stuff and the music, and you know where they can keep up with you and MOP and the new artists and all of that, man.
Yeah, look, definitely, man. Look, hit us at on Twitter at Raps United, at We Build Hits, myself. You can hit me at Bill Danz MOP. Hit my man Lucci out of Philly. You'll find him at Lucci Lona. At Team Eisenpower, at Miss Twane, at Ron Veezy, you know what I mean? Find my crew, man, at Rain Major. Like, we out there, you know what I mean? And also check out RapsUnitedNation.com for all the artists that want to come and get down and need some help. We push the artist music throughout 14 countries, so we're doing the best we can for everybody, man. If you want to win, come get down.
That's what's up. So you want to shout anybody out and, you know, one last word to the people that you want them to know about Billy Danz and the future?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Here it is. As of yesterday, I officially declare this year, 2013, Hustle Fucking Mania. And... this is Hustle Mania, and we're building an army. Like, understand that you can't fight an army without an army, so that's what we're building. And it's always Operation Fuck Those Niggas That Don't Care About Us. You know what I'm saying? So we're here to get it. Y'all check your boy out.
That's what's up, yo. It's been a pleasure, man. This interview was a real pleasure, man. I want to thank you. Stay in touch, bro. You know, send the joints down. We're going to burn them. We're definitely going to rock that mission statement. You know what I mean? So make sure you get some more stuff at us, man.
Thank you, my dude. I'm going to start flying everything over to you. I got your contact, so, you know, as we release the singles from the label, from all the artists, I'm going to make sure y'all get them first, man, so we can, you know, we can get things rolling on your end. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. I appreciate that. And on that, we're going to go back into that mission statement. That joint's so hot. I'm going to play it one more time, bro. On the
way
out.
Let's go.
Then we're going to get into some more MOP hits before I break out. All right?
Yes, sir. Thank you, family.
That's what's up. We in the building. Billy Danz was in the building. Make sure y'all check him out. I'm going to have all the information that he just laid down on the website. So make sure y'all go to www.beefstewradio.com. I'm going to have it all. We in the building. We're going to get back into that hot joint mission statement. Let's do it.
For my people out there, for my sisters everywhere, missing one. Stay up on your level, don't ever let a hater break from your deck. Now you cool. Keep the pedal to the metal, keep pushing gas so you can stick around. Now you free. I'm on to win it, I'm changing the game. Never gonna let it change me. Until you let them know, cause what's on here only makes it stronger. Remember that pain don't last forever. Remember, hold just a little bit longer. Remember, what's on here only makes it stronger. Remember pressure but tight, don't satisfy, don't leave the strong survive. Your life is a gift, so have the heart of a soldier that never dies. Now seven, the sky is the limit and you're in it, so make it short but not forever. Mission eight, keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing no matter the weather. Cause with some team only makes it stronger. Remember that pain don't last forever. Remember, hold just a little bit longer. Remember, what's on here These are the rules, you know what to do. If you wanna win, it's up to you. Gotta go hard, gotta go hard, gotta go hard, gotta go hard.
Rest in peace, old dirty.
See, my name is the ODB.
The old dirty man. M.O.P.
E.J.
Yes. Yes. Most unstoppable record label on the planet.
What's up, nigga?
R.O.C. Dynasty. Yes.
It's the M.O.P. Cartel. First La Familia. Bang it out with the R.O. Cafe. Air La Familia. Get familiar. Pop a pop a make hop a top a until he dry. We are. Senor. Phenomenon. Pro. First niggas to make hip hop.
Popping in. I see visions of popping men. 5 minutes later, some nigga was brought out. ways to erase them and place them in a grave. If it happened, it's long cabin. I'm in the mix and I'd rather be just by 12 than late by 6. My gun on the front line still standing. Mr. Billy Dan, and I'm working with a mini cannon. Holding it down, it's the drama lord. So you riff, you'll be lifting like death is a fucking board. Fire is flawed. Niggas on the front, get props from top notch. Niggas that they'll fail, sick, you with us.
Crime scenes, a murder machine. Put M16s in niggas' fleas. I head for the hills. Niggas, cause when I get ill, it's blood spilled for real. I aim a fucking steal and shoot the kills. So grab your body, she'll get ready for the dusting. The biscuit that I'm clutching. Pushing like judgment, that's the fucking judgment. Bucking at all you sucker, clucking niggas that want the rocket. There'll be three niggas clapping, but we ain't applauding you motherfuckers. Keep my Mac head up on the back, T-shirts to grappling. Ain't gotta go rush it, boys are rushing. Get your cabbage basket. Once I let the laser beams gleam in the red dots and see, your whole team is getting blown to smithereens. On a motherfucking map, nigga, we think draft. In fact, I let an 8K cap, put your 2K back. Running with mass up, gunning shit up and leave your head up for the funds. Niggas better stick to their guns.
Yo, what up?
Yeah, to my nigga Pitt. My nigga Bo, that nigga McGruff. Prince Leroy, rest in peace. Fred McKenzie, rest in peace. To my brother Big Man, rest in peace. Yeah, M.O.P. up in the house. Billy Dan's holding it down, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Lil Fane, Lazy Lay, Boot Bang, nigga P, Black Sean, McGruff. My whole home team, kid. Hell figure nigga. Going out in the blaze.
Down, 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 down beats his
Spaniard.